HarperCollins presents The Deathless by Peter Newman. Read by Emma Newman. Chapter 1. Vassin Sapphire had risen long before the three suns, unable to sleep nor act, waiting, like the rest of the castle, for the drums of the hunt to begin. He wished it were otherwise, that experience had taught him how to be calm, allowed him to conserve his strength. But it was always the same, his nerves as much a part of the ritual as everything else. How many times had he participated in the hunt? How many lifetimes? To his surprise, he was hazy on the exact number. But his body knew. An instinct made him tense, the muscles bunching as he held his breath. And sure enough, on the next beat of his heart, the first drum was played, a single, thunderous strike. Housed at the very centre of the sprawling castle, its reverberations were felt at every corner, through the stone and in the guts, echoing throughout as the note faded to make way for the next. This was the deepest drum of the set, and its beat would steadily quicken as time passed, signalling all to prepare for the hunt. Vassin exhaled. Some of the tension he had been holding in his limbs released. He kept looking out of the window. The darkness remained, starless and black, a greater emptiness that echoed the one inside. Clearly he should be getting ready now, but the motivation simply wasn't there. It was all he could do to resist lighting some tack and inhaling its aroma of sweet oblivion. He'd been eking out his dwindling supply over the last year, taking just enough to bury his troubles. But for all of his lack of motivation, he didn't dare. The honour of House Sapphire was in his hands, and no matter his misery, no matter how far he had fallen, he was a sapphire. Blood, bones, and soul. The deep drum sounded a second time. Servants would be flowing down corridors, their measured steps at odds with their excited faces. Hunting was at the heart of everything. The Roadborn supplied the castles of the Deathless, and the Deathless kept them safe from the demons of the wild. If the hunt failed, then all Vassin's people would suffer. The Roadborn from attack, and the Skyborn from starvation. Though only he and his hunters would take flight, the whole castle would be present. The quality of the send-off, it was believed, affected the hunt's chances of success. Everyone had their part to play, especially Vassin. But am I ready? It was a question he asked each time he led a hunt. But rarely with such uncertainty. A memory of his first life arose. Him in another body, younger, nervous, his mother coming to his rooms to. He dismissed it with a growl. He would not think of his mother. Not now, and especially not today. One set of feet stopped outside his open door, and a man's voice began singing for permission to enter. Without turning from the window, Vassin waved him in. "May I, my lord?" "Yes," replied Vassin. A moment later, he felt the teeth of a brush in his hair. It started low, at the small of his back, banishing tangles from the tips, and worked up, each pull of the brush growing longer. There was a symmetry between the brushstrokes and the drumbeats that pleased Vassin. "I didn't send for you," he mused aloud, and the brush hesitated halfway down his back. "Continue. I'm not displeased. Who sent you?" he asked, curious. Who would know he had not requested assistance and come to the conclusion that he needed some? "Your brother, my lord. Lord Garda bade me aid your preparations and tell you that he is on his way." It was unusual to meet before a hunt. Whatever was bringing him here, it was unlikely to be good. They'd barely spoken in the last year, but clearly his brother was still keeping an eye on him, enough to know that he wasn't grooming himself as he used to, anyway.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?